The way Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the Dayanim in front of Eretz Yisrael, exactly their charges, the charge of the Dayanim and the charge of the Paladinim, regarding the judgment and faith. It's interesting, right, in Parashat Dvarim, this is all really Sheni and Shlishi. So we usually have the minig that for Kriyas HaTorah, on Shabbos we learn the whole Seder. Shabbos afternoon to Mincha, we just learn till Sheni. Of the next Seder, unless there's not enough sukkim before Sheni to give three people aliyah, so you learn the Rubai. But usually, on the Rubai Sheni, same thing done on Thursday morning, you're just laying over the same thing that you learn, Shabbos and Mincha. So the Rav mentioned that he recalls it in Brisk. He claims that the minig was in Europe in Brisk, and a different Kehillah is that since Shabbos Dvarim is always the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, it's always Shabbos Chazon. So, and the Pasuk says in Yishai, Tzim and Mishpat Yipadah, that Gulas Eretz Yisrael, Gulas Tzim will be Ardei Mishpat. So it's proper to be maskir, the Hamoras Hadayonim, and the Yonim of Mishpat, in connection with Tisha B'Av. So I remember that it happened more than once, that the Balkari didn't know that his meaning was, that the Rav's meaning was that you have to learn until Shlishi. So the Balkari was finished with the third Aliyah until Shei. And then the Rav would get up and say, no, we got to keep on learning until Shlishi. I'll get another Balkari, don't have to learn until Shlishi. And he insisted that you have to learn. He said the meaning was to learn until Shlishi, both on Shabbos and Mincha, and Monday morning and Thursday morning. Al Shem HaKosat Tziyam and Mishpat Yipadah. So all of these psukim are there in Parshat Dvarim, by Hamoras Hadayonim. So the Gemara continues with another additional he'orah in the pasuk. That one pasuk says, "Ksiv." We left off on Chesam Ralef, right in the Ksiv. One pasuk says, "Batzave Shatfechem Vayisahim Leimor." That Moshe Rabbeinu says he gave a charge. He gave the Ksiv to the Dayanim how to treat the Baladinim. Ksiv. And another pasuk says, "Batzave Aspen." And he gave a charge to the Baladinim how to treat the Dayanim. So the Gemara, Amar Ablozan of Ksiloi, he gave a double Ksiv. Asar leTzibur Shetaheim Asadayin Aleihem. Each one has their own mitzvah, they're contradictory. The halacha is that the baladinim have to treat the dayanim very nicely, very carefully. They have to tzit the emas hadayon, they have to have a yiras hakovet. But if the baladinim don't treat the dayanim carefully, and they start to scream and legalize the rabbanim, the dayanim, so the Moshe Rabbeinu gave a tzivut to the dayanim that they have to treat the baladinim nicely, even if the baladinim don't live up to their tzivut. Each one has their own tzivut, and each one has to be careful to do his own mitzvah, let's say the Baladinim will not treat the Dayanim properly. So it's not the Dayanim's job to scream at the Baladinim and say, hey, you have a mitzvah, you have to have the Acheret, you shady. So let's say the Baladinim will see that the Rabbanim are too strict or something, too much makhbar on the COVID. So the Baladinim should scream at the Dayanim and say, oh, he's supposed to be mechal on your COVID, he's supposed to be kashim, he's sorry, and he's like, yeah. Each one has his own mitzvah. The Baladinim have their mitzvah that they should have as much the Acheret as possible for the Dayanim. And the Dayanim have their mitzvah that they should and they should forget about the Baladinim are not acting properly towards them. They should not be mocked on their cover. Each one has his own mitzvah. As Hara Litzibu Shetaheim As Hadayin Aleyim As Hara Litzibu Shetaheim As Hadayin Aleyim. Each one has to be careful with his own mitzvah. Not to mix up the mitzvah. Beg Digmar V'yad Kamo. To what extent does the Dayan have to be Meichel on his cover? To what extent does he have to not to be too strict with the Baladinim? I'm not Chonim, Yitain Rav Shepsoi. Like the pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Kasha Yisa Ha'im and Esayayim. Like you treat a baby. A baby doesn't behave, so you try to treat the baby as nicely as possible. So then also the Dayan has to be extremely considerate of the Baladinim. The Gemara, in the next Gemara, seems to present a contradiction between two psukim. As if Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake, Moshe Rabbeinu told Yeshua one thing, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a gitasa. He said that Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake, and you should listen to him. Yeshua, you better listen to me. The Gemara says we have this theorex. And Moshe Rabbeinu, it says what he's giving, the tzibu, he's giving over the leadership to Yeshua ben Nun. So it says, Ki atos savoy esaron. You will go together with Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to Yeshua ben Nun. And when the pasuk repeats it, and the Rebbeinu Shalom speaks to Yeshua ben Nun, and he points it as in Mani Kadori after Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, "Kiato Savi Yisrael," that you will lead them into Eretz Yisrael. Akam Moshe Rabbeinu uses the lashon "Savi Yisrael," "Es" on the sense of "in." You will come together. Everybody will all be together. Yeshua ben Nun came, and the Rebbeinu Shalom says, "No, Yeshua ben Nun will be the leader." So Rabbi Yechonon commented, "Amalai Moshe, let Yeshua originally Moshe told Yeshua." Atod has came Shibidori Moim, you with the other Gdorim, you'll all be the Vadmats and Delatev. You'll all be together. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. They'll all be together. Amalai HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yoshe Benur, no, don't do like that. Tu Makel, Bahachal Kotkot, you take a stick and you bang everybody on the head, and you beat the Balabas all by yourself, and you don't have any Vadmats. You run the show all by yourself. Why? Dabor Echad Vador, Vein Shnei Dabor Vador. You have to have one man you can fight. You can't have Tavo Yesalam. You can't have a Shutfis in the Hanhog. It has to be all by himself. So the Pashup Shat and Pashup is the Pashup Shat. There was an Onov and he told Yeshua Benun is also going to travel this Aniv. It's going to be a soft Hanhog. And he'll always be Shal Beitzah by this Kenyan and everything will be... Yeshua won't be such a Takif. And the Baruch Hashem said that it doesn't work like that. You have to be a Takif and you have to run the show all by yourself. This is the Pashup Shat. The Biskarov has a Pashat and his... Pasuk and Chumash. Yusha agrees all the Torah. So the Biskarov writes, he doesn't think that there's any contradiction. He thinks that Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking about one, he was giving Moshe Rabbeinu one Tzibui. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving a different Tzibui. Moshe Rabbeinu was giving a Tzibui. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't thinking about the politics. He was thinking and learning. So he said, when Shaila will come up, he shall be Eitzah by the other Gdolim. Tavoy Yisom, you lead everybody all together. You with this Canaan. All the Shailas that will come up, you'll discuss everything with everybody else. All the Talmidim of Moshe Rabbeinu, they all learned again. In the Shiur, then you'll all discuss it, then you'll work out a Pesach. Then the Rebbeinu Shlom said, that's fine, but if you have to pass getting Shailas, but when it comes to politics, don't be sure of Eitzah by everything. Everybody, you'll get 100 different Eitzahs. You have to make up your mind what the strategy will be. And Dabor Echad Lador, Vein Shnei Dabor Lador, it's a different language. Dabor refers to politics, refers to Hanhoga. And Moshe Rabbeinu was talking about learning, he was talking about Tatsin Shah. Dabor, yeah. Dabor Echad, yeah. Mani, only one Mani. Yes. That's what Abelvala suggested, that it's not really that Moshe Rabbeinu made an error and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was correcting it, but each one was rather referring to a different aspect. Moshe Rabbeinu was referring to the Koyach HaYiro, Pasuk in Shailos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking about the Hanhogas.
Shalom, I'm chatting the Gemara here.
No steer. The Gemara just says each one is speaking about a different aspect. And the Mele, Moshe Rabbeinu was talking about the aspect of Torah said he should be Shal Beitza by this Kenyan Shabador. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is referring to Hanhoge, to politics, and he said, you run the show all by yourself.
Gave him the instructions to do
immediately.
More said that the laws are given over
not motion.
Because
he doesn't have any more to take away. He's taking the people under control. Yeah. You thought of that. Sure, that's the end of the Agada. Now the Gemara quotes a brisa in connection with the Dinim and the Mishnah. Mishnah spoke of how many members he needs for the various Dinim. To judge different cases. So the Gemara quotes the Braisa Tanah, we have a Braisa that says, Zimun Bishloish. You need three. Frank Bigmar, what does that mean, Zimun Bishloish? What does that mean? So we would have said the simple Pshat, I'm benching and zooming. Ilay Mabichas Zimun, if it refers to benching and zooming, that you have Zimun Bishloish, then you have Zimun Basar and Bishet. Frank Bigmar, that's Takadin, that Zimun is Bishloish, benching and zooming, but we have a Braisa about Tanah Zimun, Mabichas Zimun Bishloish, it says, sounds like they're two different things. And you need three people for benching Mizum, and you also need three people for Zimun. Either Chitayim, or maybe all time of people should come to Farish. That the Braisa that lists them both together, it's not that there's two different halachas, and each one needs three, but the Sefer is explaining the ratio. My Zimun, Bircha Zimun, it's all one thing. That's for benching Mizum, and you need a minimum of three people, not Dayon, you need three people. For example, our time, we have another Braisa that reads Zimun, Bishloisha, Bircha Zimun, Bishloisha. That's the Sefer, is two different Zimun. For benching Mizum, you need a minimum of three people, and for Zimun, you need three people. So what does Zimun mean? What does it refer to? My Zimun, Hazmunei Ledin. When you send a Hazmunei to the Baldin, and you threaten him, that, and it's understood, that if he doesn't show up, we'll put him in the Kherim. If he doesn't appear in front of the court, put him in the Kherim. That's only if the Hazmunei is signed by three Dayan.
The Gemara's parents have two separate teams, mm-hmm. Why does anyone use separate?
It's a separate
Zimun. So it's as much as
the Vav.
It's as much
two
separate
deals
as the second price.
Yeah, I don't know. The Vav should give away to the different. I don't know. Well, the second price is also really not to check about the Gehefa from the second price either. A lot of times you have a Purusha from the forest on the whole. I don't know. Places, Bhagavad-gita's Kashyap, another place, places, Tirtha, Shtiris, and Damshas, where you are Madaik, you're not Madaik. Places doesn't know what the plow is. I don't know. So the Gemara says that the Braise has a Shaykhus for Sanhedrin. Here, but the Braise has no Shaykhus with us. The bench was only need three. You know, we're only later down the street. But the other here, Pachenye, a Shaykhus, that the sender Hazmana Ladin, we require a Bezdin of, the Hazmana has to be signed by three. Yehoda, my Rabbi said, Adin, Hani Beit Loss, Adaini, the Yasri, the Bezdin of three Dayanim are convened. Rosal, Shlicha, the Beidin, the Yomam, the Puma, the Chad, and the Shliach Bezdin went and he was Mazdin, somebody Ladin, and he only said, Rav Poini is Mazdin Ladin. And he wasn't Mazdin in the name of the whole Bezdin. So the Allah is Layom Aklu. That's not a valid Hazmana, and the Baldin is not to be penalized if he doesn't appear. It's not, still a chutzpah. He should appear in front of the dying Yechidi also. But it's not the, not Machoyit. It's not the, it's not a Hazmana towards the Terez, which should warrant an Anisha of Chayrim and so on. The Gemara has a Baba Kamba, all of the Yonshin, when you give Chayrim, Nidu, Yishamt, and so on, if one doesn't appear for a Bezit. So, Rabbi says, Layom Aklu, it's not a valid Hazmana to penalize if he doesn't show up. Adiyom HaMishmei Tikun. Unless the Shnei Abezna says the Hazman in the name of all of the three members of the Bezna. And the Gemara adds on, Mahanami Ligolo Yom Adivina. That's only on a day of the week that the Baldin who gets the Hazman may mistakenly think that the Hazman was only issued by one Rav, by private Rav. If it's not the Yom on which the Bezna always can meet. Now, the Yom Adivina, but if it's on a Monday or Thursday, he knows that on Monday or Thursday the Bezna always meets. So it's any other day. And he knows that the Bezna always meets together. So that the Shnei Abezna comes and says, Rav Ploini is Mazmi Ladin. He knows that our plane is sitting in court with all the other dayans, so it's understood, it's an umdir al-mukhar, that the entire bezin is being masmanim. Then he says, Leislambo, the fact that the shliach bezin failed to mention the names of the three dayanim, that's not a chisoran and a hazmona. It's understood that the hazmona was in the name of the entire bezin. Right, that was the shayla before. Teisa shita was like this. And Rav Amrao, Teisa, the mumcha the rabbi can be masman and din by himself. Now the rishayim disagrees. In connection with Mumcha L'Rabim, the Rishonim learned the next shtick of the Gemara. Mishnah says that you have to have a Bezna of Shloisha for Dini Mominis and a Bezna of Shloisha for Dini Knos. Now for Dini Mominis, we know the Halacha says you need Shloisha or Mumcha L'Rabim. What kind of a Din is Mumcha L'Rabim? So we had a Machloikis before when we learned the Gemara. There's Machloikis, Rashi, and Tezit. That's Heyom and Allah. Machloikis, Rashi, and Tezit. Rashi said, that Raisa that says on the top line of that Heyom and Allah, Vimhoi Mumcha L'Rabim Dana, Pili Yechidi, is based on the assumption, Rashi says on the top line, because of any kind of Yerushalayim. That rice is of the opinion, Midya rice, Chadnami Koshim. One dayan can be done, Didi Mamanas, all by himself. And it's only required with the Rabbanon that you should have three dayan. So if, why, Zeru Shema Yitta? I'll take Dayan Yechidi, because Zeru Shema Yitta, Taisa said. And if you're a Mumcha L'Rab, you have so much experience, and you never made any mistakes, and you don't know how to learn well, so then we revert back to the Dindi Raisa, that a Mumcha L'Rab is done up here, that's how Rashi says. Tezis disagreed with Rashi and said it's not true. And even in a case for the holidays, you require shlosha smuchim and atayra. Namely, let's say Xelos Lahavon. All machloikis where the chadnami koshim and atayra is only in the case of hoidos v'halvor. So if you're being done, adintayra, the moment is of a halvor. But in adintayra regarding Xelos Lahavon, that's the original pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, that we certainly require three smuchim. And yet, even in such a case, the Brayta says, Dimohai mumchol rabim dan apimichi. The Taisa says that Mumcha L'Rabim is a Takona de Rabbanon. That even though Minatari need three smuchim, if you are a Mumcha L'Rabim, we allow you to be done all by yourself. Not because we revert back to the Din D'Oraisa. No, okay, the Din D'Oraisa is that by Xeros HaRabbanon, you need really three smuchim. It's a special cool, a special Takona de Rabbanon. So now the Gemara has a Rushayla. This special Takona de Rabbanon that we allow a Mumcha L'Rabim to be done, even though Minatari really need three smuchim, is this Dafke limited to Zeilus Lahavolos, where it's a case of Mammon, or does it even apply to a case of Knas? The Torah has different types of Tashlumi Mammon. You have sometimes a Chiyuv Mammon, and sometimes a Chiyuv Knas. For example, when a Ganav steals, and he destroyed the object that he stole, so he has to pay Keren the case. So the Keren that he pays, the value of the object which he stole, that's Mammon. Whenever he has to pay to make up the Luas, the Malias Achisana to make up the Hefsid Mammon, which he caused, that's considered a Chiyuv of Mammon. Whenever he pays, not for the purpose of the Malias Achisana, let's say he pays Kefal, or he got to pay Zalav, but hey, he pays four or five times as much as he stole, so whatever amount of money that he's paying, which is not for Malias Achisana, not to rectify partially the law that he caused. Amazik made a hefted mamas. My behemoth made a hefted mamas. I have to pay because I was pasheya. The shmiras habehemis, so I'm responsible for the hefted. Whenever I pay to make up for the hefted, that's called mamas. Whenever the payment is not to make up for the hefted, because it doesn't correspond to the hefted at all. Namely, if it's yoyser, kol mashalim yoyser amashi yisit. The Raisa says in Balatam. Whenever you pay more than the damage, so clearly it's not corresponding to the hefted, so that's knas. Or whatever Rashi says in Mavakam, remember it's a skum katsu. For example, if my shara mua kills an eved knaini, the Torah says I have to pay shloshim shalevim. What if the eved is worth 1,000 shkolim? What if the eved is worth 5 shkolim? It doesn't matter. The Allah says I have to pay shloshim shkolim. Even I don't know about shloshim shkolim. So from the fact that I always have to pay shloshim shkolim, it's a skum katsu and it doesn't correspond at all. Living or dead to the amount of the eved. The eved is either worth more, worth less. Since it doesn't correspond, and I always pay shlosh mishkolim, so the shlosh mishkolim is always knas. What will be the din if punkt sugetrof and the yevet knani is taka worth shlosh mishkolim? My shor amur killed the yevet knani? The pashtun says that it's still knas. Rabbi Kivegi in a tshuva quotes a Yerushalmi that has a pilpul about it. Yerushalmi at the end of Eilu Nairis, the last mission in Eilu Nairis, says the difference between mom and knas and moidiv knas is perfect. I come to bed and I make a hedwaz balden that I owe you $1,000 of a halbor, or that I smashed your window, my behem made up your dog biscuits or whatever, so I have to pay. Hedwaz balden kimei eidim dar. But if I come to bed and I make a hedwaz that I owe you shlosh mishalevet, or I owe you kefil, I owe you dalad and hay, I owe you any kind of a knas, so then the Mishnah says that money of a knas is positive. That's the Mishnah's distinction. So the Mishnah says beferish this din that shlosh mishalevet is knas. So the Yishami raises the question, what would be the din if the Yevon is pumped for Shlosh Mishkolim? Would the Shlosh Mishalev in that case be labeled as Knaz, or would it be then would it be labeled as Mamas? The Pashtus and the Svarah should be that it's always Knaz. Since
well,
normally...
Well, it would be the Nazmina
No, with Moideh, let's say, about Moideh, that my Shara Muad killed your Evik 90, which Taka was worth Shlosh Mishkolim.
But you wouldn't know that until after the deal.
What if you just bought the Yevik 90? You just bought the Yevik 90 for 30 Shkolim, and then my Shara Muad goes and he killed it. Let's say it was your do already, how much it was. So in such a case, the Yishami has a shot. The Pashtus is it, it's not. Pashtus is that case also. That's Mamet, yeah. That's Mamet. Yeah. The Rishonim ask a different kasha. If I come to Bezdin and I admit that I stole, I robbed a bank, and I owe $1 million Karen and another $1 million Kefil, so the Kefil I don't pay because... But it's not spot. Why do I pay the Karen? Why not say, ain't on a mace matz mirosh? Why don't you say, ain't on a mace matz mirosh? So the Ran says in Tzuv, is that mishandana? You don't say, ain't on a mace matz mirosh. It doesn't apply. Why not? Why don't you say, ain't on a mace matz mirosh? So the Achrayim, the Ran doesn't explain why. The Ran just says,
if you're young, you're going to take something else to
lose because
of that.
Yeah. That's the din, that's the answer. So the Achrayim polish it up a little bit. This is Balabatish Svara. This is Poshit, down to earth Svara about it. Ain't on the Mitzvah to Rosh Min, as far as I'm concerned. As far as the other guy's concerned, why should he believe it? Yeah. But the Achrayim want to polish it up, so he gives a little classier word. So they say like this. When I admit that I robbed a bank and I owe $1 million, they call it Palgina de Gura. The Bez Din accepts my Hodor's Baldin that I owe $1 million, and they just delete the other half why I owe $1 million. You see, there's a difference. The Poskim, the Achrayim say there's a difference between a situation where I say you owe me $1,000. I'm the Teveya. And then the Nitva has to give a counterclaim and explain why he doesn't owe the money. So the Nitva says, I don't owe you the money because it never happened, or because I paid you back the money, or because you were marking me the money, yeah, 1,000,001 tevuts or whatever. So there the Gemara says later in Sanhedrin, in one has a cloud, Sorach Lavara Kainasai. When you have a kindness bald in, I have a tzvi, I say you owe me money, that's a tzvi. When you have a kindness bag, you have a kindness tour. I don't want to pay because, you can't just say I don't want to pay. And Bezin says, why not? I'm not going to pay, I have a reason, I'm not going to tell you why. So Bezin doesn't accept that kind, I'm not going to pay, I have a reason, and I know the deed is better than you, and I'm not going to tell you why. That's not a kindness tour. That's considered like the black that I claimed $100,000, you didn't give any answer. So the deed is, you have to pay. If you don't give any counterclaim, you have to pay. The only time Bezin considers you, I pray for Hakka that you potter, I'm going to admit to whatever, you have to say, I am potter because. So the only time the halacha requires, Nisina's time, the only time you have to give an explanation as to why you have a kindness tour, is only if you have a kindness tour. I say, where's the money? You paid $1 million, and you have a time, I am potter,
You gotta say because X, Y, and Z. But if I come into Beis Din, I make a Hadar Baldin, I say, I owe the bank $1 million. So then the halacha says, I don't have to say why I owe the bank $1 million. And even if I say it, that's not part of the, that's not an intrinsic part of my Hadar Baldin. The Hadar Baldin simply consists of the statement, I owe the bank $1 million. And just delete the other, I have to resolve. I robbed the bank $1 million, but he never said I owe the bank $1 million. He said, I made a hold up yesterday and I stole $1 million from the bank. So it's obvious that he owes $1 million. Doesn't matter, we just accept that understanding from what he said that he owes $1 million to the bank, and we disregard the reason why he owes it. You don't have to, since the halacha says, when you make a hedwa spalding, you don't have to give any reason why you owe the money. You just have to say how much money you owe, and no reasons are necessary. So then even though he gave a reason, you disregarded that, you have to say, ain't on a mesmatz mirosh, we don't believe what you said, the reason why. That's a different question. Why do you say hedwa spalding kimei? So some Achrayim say it's like in his chayv, that you forget about the reasons at all, mikana labo, I am hereby obligating myself to give $1 million to the bank. That's what some Achrayim held. And the Ktsoi presents it that the Ktsoi says Simulam Dalit has a famous piece. He says that Rov HaPosim hold that that's not so. That when you make a Hadras Baldin, it's mitam nemonis, it's not mitam nisayis. Pshat is that Orem Neman Alatzma Yoisim Meirish. That's the Loshon HaGemara increases. In the third paragraph increases, the more has a lotion, Adam Nema, Omrab Yosef, Adam Nema Alatzma, Yosef and Meirish. That when I make a Hadar Baldin, that I owe you $1 million, even though there are 10 Adam who say that it's not true, that I never borrowed the money, and there's no reason that I should have to pay you anything, the Allah still says, I believe, as far as myself, more than anybody else. There's big enough convenience Ladino also. Let's say, I admit that I owed you the money yesterday, that I borrowed the money yesterday. So if he says that Hadar Baldin is chayiv, is because we can't his chayiv, I just created his chayiv. You can only say I created his chayiv as of this minute, we can't allow for. But we have Gemaris where it says the Farish that it's not so. Then when a person makes a Hadar Baldin, it's taki kemei eidim dami. The Loshon HaTosef in Baldin says Hadar Baldin kemei eidim dami means it's an amonis, that we believe what we said as if Adam would have come and said that it's so. And we assume that you really owe the money as of yesterday when I prayed. It was a blood muscle in my prayer. Let's say, I admit. Yeah, that's how we use it. So here we have two different types of tashlumi mom. We have three, not only two. We have chi of mom and chi of knas. That's the contrast that the Mishnah makes at the end of Perek Eilam Nairis, the last Mishnah, that moide be knas is potter, and moide be mom is hoidor is baldin, kimei elim dami. Even if there happens to be a case when he's moide be mom of an aveira, like he says, gonapti, he still say hoidor is baldin, kimei elim dami. That's the Ran and Ksubas that find base. The Ran says that the person comes and he admits Gonapti, so he pays, and you don't apply here the Klal of Eid on the Mesmatz Mirosh. Now, friend, give this reason why. That's only the Gabi, but he says, I'm a Chayyid, so you don't accept that. But he says, I owe money to the other fellow, you don't have to have any reason for that. I owe money, no reason, on a time, you don't have to have any time. You only have to give a time when you tie that time as a tour. I say, I don't want to pay, then you have to say, why don't you want to pay? So then the Gemara says, Torah Levar Atayin Rasta. You don't give the Bira Atayin, we don't accept the Atayin. But if a person makes a Hadras Baldin that I owe money, there's no need for any Nesinas Tamil. You don't have to give any Birur. Rada Taisus points out in the beginning of, also included in the beginning of Eilam Nairis, and in the end of Bava Kama Taisus says, Bava Kama Daf Mem Taisus says, there is a third category of Tashlumin also. We usually speak in Yeshiva, we speak of Momin as opposed to Knaz. But Taisus points out there's a third category. They lump together Momin and Knaz, that's Momoina. We call both of them Momoina together. And then there's another chiyuv tashlumin, which we call kapara. That's in Dantzen a different thing. For example, Taisus points out a non-kohen who eats truma. Non-kohen is not allowed to eat truma. Truma is only mutabaki at the time. What if a zar, a lady or himself eats truma? So if he eats truma b'shege, the Torah says he has to give care of the chaymish to the kohen. So Taisus points out, based on the Mishnah, Taisus has a chiyuv. The tashlume, keren v'chaymesh, the keren that he pays is pashmitam zeila. Let's say I walk in by mistake, I eat up your supper. I have to pay you $10. You buy $10, the supper is worth it. After that, if I gave it to a specific coin already, so then it's zeila from that specific coin. Zeila b'shege, guys, I made a mistake. I thought it was mine and I ate a piece. Otherwise, mom is shein l'tayvim, but it's still gezel ha-shevim. I have to pay back the shevim. There's no specific person who can bring me to an interest, right? Mom is shein l'tayvim. No specific coin can bring charges against me. But still, Allah says, mom is shein l'tayvim. You still have to pay. You have to be a nice guy and pay it up. She said, nobody can be tevei you with it.
Who do you pay?
Any kind you want? Any kind you want? If I ate up the truma of a specific kohen after I've already been given to him, I have to give the keren to him. The chaimish I can give to any kohen I want, but the keren I have to give to him. If I ate up the truma of the farmer after the haprasha, before the farmer gave it away to any specific kohen, then there is no specific kohen to give it to. Then I can even give the keren to any kohen I want. Not only the chaimish can I give to any kohen, the keren may also be given to any kohen. Oh, so Taisus points out, based on the Mishnayos, that the chiyav of Karen, the chaimesh, is not what we usually call mammon, nor... The Karen is mammon in the sense that it's gzeilah, but in addition to being mammon, it's also for the purpose of acquiring kapara. Because the Gemara says in Maaseh HaShabbos, in Perek Ha'avodah, that just as we have a halacha, that a person who does an avera b'meizid is chayav karet, it's mechal Shabbos b'meizid, is chayav karet. So anyone who's mechal Shabbos b'sheyid brings a chatas. So the Gemara makes such an equation, a parallel. The chakot b'shoigig is the korek b'meizid, as chaymish b'shoigig is to misa b'dei shamay b'meizid. If a zar would have eaten truma b'meizid, a non-kohen eats truma. So the pasuk says that he's chay misa b'dei shamay. Misa b'dei shamay is a little less oynish than korek. It's not as severe as korek. So the Gemara makes such an equation. For a person who doesn't have the shoigig, which he would have done b'meizid, he would have been chayv kores if he does it b'shoigig, he's chayv kakos. When a person does an avere b'meizid for which he's chayv b'shoigig shamayim, namely azar shachal truma b'meizid, so if he does it b'shoigig, the Torah requires tashlumei chomesh as a kapora for that avere. So just like a havuas akorben kakos is a kapora, it's neither mama nor knas. It doesn't belong in the whole realm of mamayim. That's a kapora. It's a mitzvah to bring a korban to acquire a kapora. Similarly, the chiyuv to pay chomesh, Taisus says, the chiyuv to pay keren, it's talking a tashlumei moment. That's just the outside moment. It's like gzeila. But let's say, let's concentrate on the chiyuv to pay chomesh, Taisus says, that's pure kapora. It's just like a korban is. For koris, if you did it b'shogig, so the chomesh over here is also for the purpose of kapora. The main nafkamina that it's for the purpose of kapora. The Taisus gives a whole list of nafkamina. The Taisus says, no kamalei b'derabimenei, right? The psukim in the chomesh that speak of kamalei b'derabimenei, that a person who gets a punishment of miso, a person who gets the punishment of Malkus doesn't have to pay the chiyuv mamon, which came at the same time. If a person did two ma'isim of asachas, for which he's chayav both mamon and misa, or mamon and Malkus, if we only give him the onesh achomer, we only make him stuff for the onesh of the Malkus and the misa, we don't make him pay the mamon. So Tosfos says the kamalei b'derabimenei doesn't apply to chatas. That's a person in chal shabbos b'meizid, and at the same time he's doing another aver for which he's chayav chatas. So you don't say, come over the rabbinate. Let him get the misa and he won't make him bring the chatas. No. We're telling you, hurry up and bring that chatas before we're going to give you the misa. There's no come over the rabbinate on kaporah. So just like there's no come over the rabbinate on habuat korban chatas, likewise, Taisa says, there's no come over the rabbinate to pati you from tashlumei chomish. I chomish is paying money. Taisa says, no, it's a psaruchni is the payment of money. When you pay this money, you get a kaporah. Therefore, the way the Torah requires you to get the kaporah is by giving over money. It's the same dirty, greasy money full of germs that you pay if you're paying mammon or if you pay knas, but we label it differently. Since we label it as a kapara, so whenever it belongs to the area of kapara, so the halacha of kamla mirabine doesn't apply, the halacha of mechila wouldn't apply. If I owe you kapara, it says you cannot be mammon. If I owe you mammon, it's either mammon or knas, you can't be mammon. If I owe you kapara, it cannot be mammon. And Taisus has a few other nafkaminas. Taisus has halacha of five nafkaminas for dina, between tashlumei kapara on the one hand, and tashlum in mammon and knas on the other hand. So lemaisa, there are really three different categories of tashlum. There's mammon and there's knas. That's the contrast that the Mishnah draws at the end of Eilu Nairis. And then Tosis points out it's really a sugi in Hagoyz Lubasa, that there's another type of tashlum which is in Gansan of a different realm that the Gemara calls kapora as opposed to mamona. Mamona including both mammon and knas, and kapora is in Gansan a different realm. The Gemara has a shaila about that in Baba Kama Daf Mem, whether kufr kapara or kufr mamayna. So Taisa says, what's an afkamina? If you would say the afkamina is with a motive of kufr is chayva potter, alright, then you'd be talking business. But the Mishnah says what the din is. The Mishnah at the end of Eilu Nairis says that motive of kufr is chayva, motive of shloshim shalavit is potter, because shloshim shalavit is knas, and kufr is not knas. So Taisa says, what's an afkamina? Whether kufr is kapara or kufr is mamayna. That's what Taisa in Baba Kama Mem and Aleph starts shooting up one afkamina after the other. Can the Yerushim be Meichel? Let's say, Maishal Amud killed that person. And the Yerushim are not interested in collecting kofar. See if kofar kapara, they cannot be Meichel, because I don't get the kapara until I pay. But if Kufa Mamayno, then they can't be Meichel. Or what if I die? Then my Yorshim have to pay. See if it's a Kapara, in Kapara Lamesi. Just like if I was Mechal Shabbos Vishagi and I die, so my Yorshim won't accomplish anything by bringing a Chatas Lahamisi. Because then Kapara Lamesi, so too, if my Sheramu had killed somebody and I die, my Yorshim wouldn't have to pay Kufa. If Kufa Kapara Lamesi, and Kapara Lamesi. But if Kufa is Mamayna, then my Yorshim would have to pay. And then pays without giving all the other Nafkimin.
The chumash that the person takes by Maaseh Sheni, when you want to go through Shalayim, redeems a field. Well, what payment?
No,
is
that's
that?
That's a mitzvah. That's nothing to do. It's not any of the one.
Yeah,
of
I understand. No, so that's a different type
it's
of.
It's different. That's a din of pidyon. The pidyon lachatchila requires keren. The chumash, but yeah, but the pidyon is chal with the keren alone. That's the form the pidyon should have lachatchila. Should have a keren
chumash. Redeems a house and
hegdish. Yes. Yeah, that's a different halacha. That's not
good.
No, the Mishnah says, right. Mishnah says, if I ate your truma, the shayg, the gam, the zar, you're a kohen, I have to give you the keren, and the chaimish, I can give away the keren to you. No, that's what Taisha Tanya is. That's what Taisha Tanya is. No, it's just plain the imam. He just has to pay the keren.
He deprives him of his kodesh pesach.
No, he has to ask him a chilat. But he pays like he stole any lamb chops. Stole the lamb chops. Is yotze? Who is yotze the kodesh pesach? Halacha says that the achilat hakorban is not miyakim. Just the hakorban is miyakim. Achilah is miyakiv in the following sense. If at the time of Hakrovas HaPesach and Erev Pesach in the afternoon, I am unfit for Achilah, I'm Tomei or whatever, I'm unable, I'm a sick man, I can't eat any food, I'm living on intravenous or something, and the Shech, the Korban Pesach, I might be here, then I'm not Yotzei anything. Then if it comes Pesach Sheni, I'm already a healthy man, then I have to bring a Pesach Sheni. I'm not Yotzei, the Korban Pesach, if I'm not Roy Lachilas Kazayis, the Shah Shechita, but if the Shah Shechita is HaPesach, I am Roy Lachilas. The only thing is that later somebody stole my flesh or whatever by mistake, that something came up and I'm unable b'shas achila to eat it. Because then the Gemara says achila p'sach and by me achila.
He's an honest. But what about the ganav?
The ganav pays. The tam ganaver, he pays him for lamb chops and flesh. So the Mishnah, as we mentioned before, the Mishnah at the end of Veil and Iris and Ksubis draws this one distinction between knas and mam. There are more distinctions. The Mishnah has this: that one chilek is that moide b'mamon is hoidos baldin k'meira. You don't have to pay. And by the biknas is potter. The Yerushalmi on that Mishnah adds on another nafkamina ledin. We are talking the whole time about having a bezdin to be done in case of dinimam. Talking about people who are fighting with each other and say, I'm not going to pay, and you say, you're going to make me pay, and you bring me to the Torah, and you send the hazmana, and I don't want to honor the hazmana, and it's a tutsach, and they're putting me a cherem, and I come with a bezdin. What if I'm a nice guy? I know how much I owe you, and I give you the check, and I pay the money in fact. You don't need any bezin at all. If the person knows how much he owes and he pays the money right away, and he apologizes and he asks mechilas, everything is taken care of. What about knas? What if my shor amua dechveis killed an eved kanani, and I know I have to pay the shlosh mishalevet, and there's no, it's an open and shut case, nothing to discuss. Can I just make out the check and pay? So the Rishalmi says no. That afilu bebo latzis yidei shamayim. If you want to pay knas before hamad bedin, you wouldn't have the mitzvah. Because the chiyuv tashlum knas, either the pshat is that the chiyuv knas doesn't begin until you have a marzin. That's how Rabbi Kivega has a loshim. In Makis, Rabbi Kivega has a loshim like that, that the chiyuv knas is not chal until after the hamar of din. Makis is in Dr. Shavuot.
You get some temporary
by Bifnei Knas? Is that? Okay. No, Bifnei Knas is only if he's made of Bifnei Bezin. If he's made of Bifnei Bezin, the Gemara says, yeah. If he's made in front of Bezin, he will be put. Right. Yeah. We talked to some Achlekes, Rav Shmuel, and Baba Kama, that find Beis. What if you made a Bifnas, Vachakar Bo Eidim? The Mishnah in Ksubis only says, I made a Bifnas, you don't say, Hoidoz Baldin Kimei Eidim Gav. All right, so you don't say Kamei Reidim Dami, you cannot be Mechayvim based on his Hoidur. So let's disregard the Hoidur, so if Edim will come later on, let's make him pay Mikam the Eid. So that's Machloikis Rav Shmuel. And we pass in there, like Rav, we pass in that Hamboide Biknas, the Hakapo Eidim, is Pog. Right, so he will talk to be Moide in front of Bezin, he won't even have to pay later on the Shlosh HaShlosh. Let's say he's not Bishnei Bezin, he pays the money, Shlosh HaShlosh Bezin. So Taisus quotes how Yerushalmi, Taisus in Sudas quotes how Yerushalmi, that I feel the bubble of Tensi Beishamai wants to be a Fruman on Elohim, he wants to pay up his debt, he doesn't even have any Kima Mitzvah, a Priyat Bachad Mitzvah at all. There's no Kima Mitzvah when you pay Knas before Hamar Bezin. Why? So some say Rabbi Kivega has a lotion like that, Makis and the Gilgan Hashad and the Hay. And the Tosis brother has a little thin safer that's called the Shumas Akri. A thin safer. The Tosis quotes his brother a lot. He's up here, apparently he's a greater guy than the Tosis. The one who wrote the Kuntras has Fakis, that's printed in the back of the Tosis, that's by the Tosis brother. So he also wrote a thin safer on the entire Choshimish, but just short hair orders that's called Shumas Akri. He has this long chiddush that Rabbi Kivega, they all lived in the same kufa, the beginning of the 1800s. So Rabbi Kivega has it on the side of the Gemara, the Hayim and Aleph, so the Chumash Akri has the same thing by Riches. That from that Gemara, Matzah, and Hayim and Aleph, they have a raya that the Chiyuv Knas is different from the Chiyuv Mamet. That whereas in the Chiyuv Mamet, if I break your window, or my behem eats up your cookies, or I stole something, or whatever, if there's a Chiyuv Mamet, so the Chiyuv is called take it from the yad, whenever the Maite has it, and the Maite Zeylus hurts, when it comes to Chiyuv Knas, the Chiyuv doesn't begin until Hamad of Edith. That's how these Achrayim are. That's how they interpret the Gemara in Makis Arpei. Gemara has a Makis a very interesting din. Gemara says there's a din of Edith Zainani. That says in the Chumash that if the Yadim testifies that somebody owes money, and then you might have the Yadim Imanu, how Yisra Makam Ploni, you weren't even there that day. So the Torah says, obviously you don't accept the first pair of Edim. We believe the second cut against the first cut. And not only don't we believe what the first cut said, you punish them. They have to pay the money that they said the other fellow should pay. What happens in the following case of Bigmar? What happens if the Edim testify that Reuben owes $100 to Shimon, and the emes was that Reuben did owe $100 to Shimon? Takahalvoa had occurred. But they weren't there. It's not true that they testified we were there. So the Gemara has a thing that there's no halacha of kashizamam lasislav. The only time they have the oinish of Kashin Zaman is if they were giving, number one, they were giving Eid Shek, and number two, the other fellow was innocent. He's talking not Mechuyah. But if he's Mechuyah ben Kobachal, he owed the money anyway, then the Gemara has a chiz, no Mishnah, it's no Ksuk, the Gemara says, Mitzad Asmar, that's the uptight to the Pasuk. The only time they have the oinish of Kashin Zaman is when the other person is not Mechuyah. What happens in the following case? Let's say, the Eidim testify falsely because they weren't there as Iman Ha'is, and the Eidim testify falsely that somebody was Chayiv Knas. Because his Eved killed his Shor, Abu had killed an Eved Knaini, and his Chayiv Shloshim Shel Eved. And the Maise was that it's Taka true, that his Eved did kill, his Eved Knaini did kill an Eved, and he Taka should pay Shloshim Shel Eved. But there wasn't yet a Gmar Din on the Shloshim Shel Eved. So the Gemara says in such a case, since there was yet no Gmar Din, so it's considered that even though the story is true, he's still considered innocent. He doesn't owe the money yet. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. That's how Rabbi Kivager and the Chumash Akri both interpret that Gemara Makas Bafemel. So they say, from that Gemara, you see this in Sayyid. A riot that whenever comes to Chiyuv Knas, the Chiyuv Knas doesn't begin until after Hamad is Edith. That's what they say, both by Knas like that. Rashi places in Makas Bafemel, but a different shot. Completely different shot in Gemara. But that's how Rabbi Kivager, Rashi places a little dochel. So Rabbi Kivager and the Chumash Akri say, this is Leichta. They say this shot is Leichta in the Gemara. That before Hamad ibn Din by Knas, the Chiyuv doesn't get off the ground at all. It doesn't begin. Right, that's how they interpret the Gemara. That even if my Shor Amua did kill the Eved Knaini, no, if it never happens, I'm talking, I'm potter. Let's say they testify, I have to pay Shloshim Shalev. Well, in Mamun, the Chiyuv does exist. Yishas HaMaisa. That the person in Bagmun...
...that they were guilty. When they testified, the president, originally, right away, when they testified. But here, the president hasn't... complete this whole din, even though it's fine, there's no fear for this to ever
take place. Right, so even if it's sure, what? Even if the shore did kill the Avatarani? Because
these
people
say,
why do they
say
Shlosh Mishalos?
Why do they say
Shlosh Mishalos?
Even if the
practice
is saying
differently,
the
Rav doesn't like to say like that. Say that the Kriyus Knas doesn't begin until I'm not a bit in. That's the Lashon of Rabbi Kivega and the Shulman say Kriyus. See, say like that. He doesn't like that. He has a Rambam Paker. So the Gemara has an interesting thing in Bava Kama, the first Perek. The Gemara has in Bava Kama Dachman A, there is a Machlokes of Yudah Rabbanah. What's the din of a Shor Hefker Shehen Yisus Adam? The Pasuk says that a Shor Shehar Yisus Adam is HaShor Yisokel. It says in the Torah that the Shor gets killed. But the Torah speaks about a case of the Shor belonging to Reuben. Reuben's Shor kills Shimon. It says the Gambol of Yuma. It says if my Shor kills somebody else, so the Shor gets killed. The Gambol of Yumas and the Bala Shor have to pay the curse. What happens if the Shor have to shame the Sutor? So then it's a Machloekes HaTanaim. So the Rabbanan have Pesukim with a Marbe, Shor HaMidbor, Shor Hefker. It's also like there's nobody to pay Kofer for, it doesn't belong to anybody. But when they catch the Shor, the Shor will get skinned. And Rabbi Yudah disagrees and he holds that the Shor Hefker shame the Sutor is perfect. The Gemara says, we don't pass like Rabbi Yudah, we pass like the Shor Hefker Shehem Yisus Adam is Chayim, like the Chacham of Rabbi Yudah, the Mishnah Bava Kama in the Mem Hei. So what happens if you hold like Rabbi Yudah? The Gemara can be, what happens if the din would be like Rabbi Yudah, that a Shor Hefker Shehem Yisus Adam, what happens if my Shor is Har Yisus Adam? And Av Rahman is on my Shor. So the Gemara says, if I'm after the Shor, before they catch the Shor, they bring the Bezim, so they don't give the Shor meat, because when it comes time to the Hamar of the din, the Shor is there. Not only, the Gemara says, not only does the Shor have to belong to me, B'shas Negicha, or B'shas Hamar B'din, what if the Bezin didn't make the Gemara Din yet? They're about to pronounce the Gemara Din, this Shor is 5 kilo. And the Bala Shor sees that it's getting bad, and he gets up and he makes a declaration, and he's Mafkir Shor. So that's an obstruction of justice, you're not allowed to do that. That's like a Mechira Tzom, to make a Hetta Mechira. I make my Shor Hetta, know that Bezin shouldn't be able to give the Gemara Din. You're not allowed to do that. But Meretz, the fellow went ahead and he did it. He gets up and he makes a declaration, he's mafkir the Shor a half a minute before Bezin is about to pronounce the Gemara Din. So the Gemara says, if you hold up Rav Yudah, we don't pass like Rav Yudah, we pass from the Shor Hefker to Chayim Yitzchak anyway, even if Hefker from the beginning to the end. But if the Din were like Rav Yudah, so the Gemara says, we would require Balim, B'shas Negiche, B'shas Hamad HaBedin, B'shas Gemara Din. Fine, that's the Gemara Bava Kama. So we don't pass from like Rav Yudah, we pass from like the Rabbanah. But there is one case where the Gemara says the Bava Kama is actually Gimel in the first period, that we do hold like Rav Yudah. Not a Shor Shehem Yisrael Ha'odom, and the discussion is whether the Shor is going to get skilah. What about a Shor Shehizi? And the discussion is whether you collect from the Shor, let's say a Shor Tam Shehizi, can you collect from Gufon? So the Eli Gemara says, everybody agrees that if it's a Shor Hefker Shenoga, there's no Chiyuv Tashlum. What means no Chiyuv Tashlum? It's a Shor Hefker, so let the Nizik create the Shor. The Gemara says, I'm not going to let him grab the Shor, but what happens if somebody else grabs the Shor? Can an Izik come and claim, look here, I have a Sheba Nechasim on that Shor, and my Sheba preceded you as Chiyah, so you have to give me the Shor. So the Gemara says, no, since the Shor was Hefker, B'shas Negiche, so there's no Chiyah at all, there's no din of the Shor Tam to Izik, and if someone else has cut on the Tofas, somebody's left him in a Hefker. So Kol HaKadim Zoch, the other person can keep it, and the Nizik has no right to come over and claim, you have to release the Shor and give it to me, because there's a Shibud that the Shor owes me the head. So the Gemara says, and over there, the Taka Ramacha, that the Shor Hefke Shehizi is part of it. That's the Mishnah Bava Kama that says, that very cryptic Mishnah, it says, Nechas Maham Yuchadim, Shehizi Khalamas, a very strange Mishnah. The Gemara says, the Nechas Maham Yuchadim means that the Shor is Hefke, B'shas Mekiche, so there's no din at all about the Shor Shehizi. So the Gemara says there, not only if the Shor is Hefker B'shas Hezik, what if the Shor belongs to me B'shas Hezik? And then I see that they're about to make the Hamar B'din, and then I'm after it. So then the Gemara says also the Shor will be partner, because B'shas Hamar B'din has to belong to me. So when the Rambam quotes that halacha, he quotes the halacha requires that she yehei lahem bailim, B'shas Negiche, B'shas Hamar B'din. Quotes the Gemara. So the Miri time is against the Rambam that he fails to quote the full Gemara. Because the Gemara says he needs Gemara. The Gemara says it's not enough. You need also B'shas Gemara. Why didn't the Rambam quote the whole Gemara? So he has a time against the Rambam. Points it out that the Rambam didn't quote the whole Gemara. The Rambam should quote it. So the Rav thought that there wasn't a kasha on the Rami, because the Gemara that says you have to have actually on by the Mishas Mikha Bishas the Din. The Bishas Gemara Din is speaking about a Shor Shahorga Sa'ala. And the Machalim says, you know, the Rabbana with the Shor has to Shahorak. It's Chayiv or Potter, so the Rabbana holds Chayiv. That's what we talk. A Shor has to Shahor with Chayiv. Ali, the Rebbe Yehuda, who holds that a Shor has to Shahorak is Potter. So when is it crucial, when is it essential that the Shor should have a Bible? So the Gemara says, not only is it important that the Shor should be owned by somebody, Bishas Nekiche, not only Bishas Amar Adin, up until the Gemara Din, because the Gemara Din, but in the Nefashim, is usually assumed that the Gemara Din creates the Chiyuv. It's also a little bit questionable, but that's more a more popular assumption. That the Gemara Din, but in the Nefashim, does create the Chiyuv Nisim. Before the Gemara Din, there's no Chiyuv Nisim. This kind of Nisus. The only time he passed in the Shor Hefker Shehizik is Potter is by Hizik. The Shor Hefker Shehizik. What is he Potter from? We're not talking about Nisus. We're talking about whether the Bala Shor pays, whether there's a collection of Gufoy. A short time you collect the Gufoy. And the Shamuad you collect from the Bala Shor. So whenever he's speaking about Tashlume Momen, even if he's speaking about Knas, let's say talk about Chatzin as a Knas. Whether he's speaking about Momen, he's speaking about Knas, there is no such thing as the Gemara Din. What do you mean a Gemara Din? A Gemara Din is a separate entity in Din and Nefashim. You have a Hamara B'din that doesn't talk to what the Halacha should be made, a Gemara Din making Chai Nisa or not. Then when they come to the Haklot, then it's Chai Nisa, when they make the pronouncement, Ish Ploni Yata, Chai Nisa, that creates the Chai Nisa Mekalalam. Before the Gemara Din, he's not Chai. After the Gemara Din, he's more called Magar Tzila. After the Gemara Din, he has the status of the Gavar Tzila. Whoever kills him after the Gemara Din is Pasuk. Before the Gemara Din, there's a special Pasuk. Lo yumas haratzeh haram demasneh ha'edim ha'mishpat. You're not allowed to kill the murderer. And if we know bevadei, Reuven murdered Shimon, and then somebody comes and shoots Reuven before Bezna made the Gemara Din, he's chayim nisa because he killed an innocent man. The hayrei, the ratzeh is only chayim nisa after the Gemara Din. After the Gemara Din, then he called him a gavar tzina. Before the Gemara Din, he's not yet a gavar tzina. So the... What do you say that word?
Kol adam.
Kol adam is a special mitzvah, yeah, yeah. No, you also need a Gemara Din, right. The Gemara says you also need a Gemara Din for Goel Adam. Right. The Goel Adam is not supposed to kill before the Gemara Din either, right? No. The mitzvah to kill is only beyond Goel Adam. If someone else kills, he will be putter from the Yomish. He won't be the kind of mitzvah of Mrs. Bezdin. The mitzvah is Yad Ha'edim to Yabob Rishon. The Edim are supposed to kill. The Yad Ha'edim Ba'achroinah, the Edim didn't finish off the job, everybody else should help him. Lachatzila, someone else is not supposed to kill. Yeah, but you have Pashas and Chumash. Yeah, but the Pashas and Chumash is even have a dinner of Goel Adam and Mazes also. When a Hayrek the Mazes, so the mitzvah is that the Goel Adam should kill him, not the Yehid.
And by a Raidev, you have to wait till Amarav Adin?
No, Raidev is also a Gavrik Tila right now. The Raidev has a status immediately of Gavrik Tila without a Bezin making the money. So the only time the Gemara says that you have three different Zman, you have Negicha, the Hamod of the Din. And Gemara Din is a separate entity, a separate unit, that's what would be Udan, the Behemoth, Lemisa.
Fakir upon the Ganesh and the Eden. The Eden doesn't come before his mother.
No, the Eden is only in come. Eden come and testify that he owes Kefal Galvez.
Right.
Bezin sits thinking that the Eden are telling the truth, and the time of the Eden is sit in the Dan, they play. And they get Mardin, a false Mardin. He has to pay. Then, after the Mardin, then comes the second pair of Eden, and they're Mardin the first pair of Eden. That's what the Mishnah said in the market. The Eden never pays Hashem Gomar, unless Nikra and Nikra. This is mine, Mar not plays a shayla. We had a Din and Dab, Heyomid Aleph, that let's learn the way Taisus learned the Gemara. That there is a Takona de Rabbonon of Mumcha de Rabbin Dan Afili Yechid. Even applies in a case when in Ateri you really need Shloshes Mukhash. In the rice, you need a bezna of three smukha. But with the rabbanon, they made it cooler. It's pretty difficult always to convene a bezna of three rabbanon smukha. They should sit down together, should have time and sit in the mesha there. So they made it cooler with the rabbanon, but if you have a mumcha l'rabim, it's done afi nechi. So the Gemara klet ha-shayla, that cool of mumcha l'rabim, which applies even, let's say, in cases of gzeilas v'chavolas, Tesis says. We really need with the rice the shloshes smukha. Does that only apply in an instance of mumin? Or perhaps it can even apply in a case of kna? The Gemara says, no, Gemara's going to come back. Cannot apply in Knas. Because in Knas, the Chiyuv Knas doesn't get off the ground at all until the Gemara says, let's say like Rabbi Gevega's language. Find to Rabbi Gevega in the Trumas Akri. The Chiyuv to pay Knas doesn't begin until you're going to have that cannot be. Ha'amar Rav, what the Abu, Mishmei the Rav, Yosei says the name of Rav, Afilo Asar Vehena Gyotas, Sudom and Dina Knossos. So the Mishnah cannot mean three head Gyotas. So must be Elo Mumchim. Because Ma'ashloshah, the Mishnah says you need Dabke Shloshah Smuchim,
So from the Mishnah would appear, a Dio Kaloshim from the Mishnah would appear that there's no Takana de Rabbanon of Ramunka le Rabbim by Knas. Yes? Ramunka le Rabbim means a super someone. He's better than a someone. Yeah. That's the problem, because the Mishnah has. We already learned this Mishnah. Din Imam is Bishloish, and Zevah is the Chavalas Bishloish. So the Gemara asks, why not put it together? Din Imam is Gazal. Ramunka says, no, it's a different Shloisha. Din Imam is Bishloish, Shloisha had Yotos. But the rise of the Rabbanah, whatever the explanation is, that's Hadoz Mahalos is Bishloisha and Yotos. Gzeros HaHavolos is Bishloisha Munchen. And by Gzeros HaHavolos, there is a Takana of Munchal Rabbi. That's what they said. There is a Takana of the Rabbanah and Munchal Rabbi. Then the next line of the Mishnah tells you if it's Nezek, Bechatzi Nezek, Pashkunei Kevel, etc. If it's a Knas, then we say Bishloisha again. So why does it say again Bishloisha? Isn't that the same as Gzeros HaHavolos? So perhaps that's the Gemara's deal. You have three times Bishloisha. The first Bishloisha means Shloisha Hadyotis. That's by Hadoras Bahavodas. The second Bishloisha is Gizela Fahavodas, the Shloisha Nuchim. But that can be substituted with a Mumchal Rabbi. That's how Tayyip is going to have an hour. A Mumchal Rabbi is a Pakonah de Rabbanon that can even function, it can even be the Dayan in a case where we're not there, even in the Shloisha Nuchim. And then the Mishnah has a third piece. Discussion. According to the Rashi on Hail Medalis, the Mumchal Rabbim doesn't exist as a Takana de Rabbanon, that the Raisa means that it's good. You revert back to what the Zidda Raisa is, what's the stuff that got lost?
Any Rashi from last
time?
From this last
time,
what's
the name of that phrase? Could be. Maybe Rashi doesn't move from the Rabbin, but it's a good verse, it's just one moment. Rashi would be an afternoon. If I'm in money, it's good.
Once you get to the maskana, that's the time. The Mishnah says that there is a machlokes Ranei and the Rabbanon regarding a case of Moitzi Shema. What exactly, when you need a bezna of Shloisha or you require a bezna of Chavdim, of 20 degrees? So what exactly is the machlokes all about? So Rashi and Tosis have, in the beginning, it does not have completely different descriptions of what the case is, what's happening over here. So the Rashi starts giving you a background of what's happening. The din is that whenever a person gets married, so he owes his wife ksuba. What says he owes his wife? Called man to marry, he owes his wife sheriff ksuba. He doesn't owe his wife any ksuba. It means if he will die, or if he will divorce his wife, then he has to pay ksuba. Unless she's responsible for the divorce. If it's her fault, let's say she's in Zanaka Hasbailo, or she doesn't want to cook the food, or she doesn't want to go to mikveh, she makes life unbearable, she's a witch or something, it's just impossible. So the Mishnah says in the ksuba, that's fine basis. If she is responsible for breaking up the chaya ho'ishud, then she loses her ksuba. She doesn't get ksuba. But whenever she's not responsible, either he divorced her in the middle of nowhere, or if he dies, so whenever the chaya normally, when the chaya ho'ishud is broken up, the wife is entitled to the collective ksuba. How much is the ksuba equal to? So we have them as three, just to give the background, we have them as three parts of the ksuba. The ksuba as we have it, has three parts. You have the ikra ksuba, then you have the tosefes, and you have the nedunim. The ikra ksuba is the mono masayim, either the 100 zuz or the 200 zuz. If you marry, so that if the girl's getting married for the first time, she's a psula, then she's entitled to 200 zuz. That's how we write, masayim zuzim, masayim zuzim, b'chodzi lichem nidiyarais, that you deserve nidiyarais. That's a lashon that we use in the ksuba. And if it's a woman who's getting married for the second time, she's a grusha, one of the eris, a bula, whatever, then you don't write, you don't give her the 200 zuz, which she deserves in the raisa, you write, meyo zuzi, b'chazi lichem in the rabbana. Only 100. What do you mean the masayim zuz is in the raisa and the meyo zuz is in the rabbana? Is that really true that masayim zuz is in the raisa? The place is quotes over here, but it's a machlok yisatanoi. It refers you to one gemara and ksuba daf yud, one gemara, but the gemara presents a machloek is hatanoim and a machloek is hamaronim, but the ksuba deraisa, the ksuba derabonim. How do you translate shat and pasuk? It says, kesed ishko kimohar hapsulos, that the oinus in the fata has to pay, kimohar hapsulos, he has to pay chamishim shkolim, every shekel has four zuzim. So when we speak in our ksuba, we speak of masayim zuzim, that's the same thing as when the Torah speaks of chamishim of oinus in the fata. The 50 shkol of the biblical money is 100, is 200 zuzim in the Gemara's lashon, because there are 4 zuzim in every shekel. So the pidyon haben is 5 shkol, and this is 50 shkol. The ksuba of a ksuba is 50 shkol, this is 10 times pidyon haben. Whatever you give the pidyon haben, how much do people give the pidyon haben? Not so much. So 10 times as much as the ikik ksuba. Years ago, people used to give $20 as a big deal, and now it's $45, it depends how much. So Shaila, how do you figure out Pidyon HaBen? According to some, you figure out Pidyon HaBen money, according to Chazon Ish, in the study, so you figure out how much silver sells for on that particular day. So today, it should be like $45 Pidyon HaBen. According to that money, it's much less. Money should also go better, why it doesn't change, according to the fluctuation. $75, okay. You give 100 grand. How much is 100 grand? They give 100 grand. The din is you really have to give up the thing to 96 grand. So the minute is the Chazanish means the whole head has 96 grand. And then he says, the minute is you give 100 grand to round it up. Yeah. My nafkamina, but the ksuba derais is ksuba's lab derais. What's nafkamina lab alai? So the sugi and ksuba derais several nafkaminas ladina. So the Taizus and our Gemara quotes one of the nafkaminas and make it relevant for the pshat and the Rashi. Rashi and Taizus and the Gemara. Taizus has a whole attack against Rashi. The Gemara in ksuba of Yudam and Aleph reads as follows. Taizus quotes it like this. Towards the second half of the Taizus. And Taizus and Aleph, they quote ksuba is that Yudam and Aleph, it says in parentheses, they quote, Amar Rav Nathan, Chachamim tiknu b'nei Yisrael k'tulim asayim yam on amon. It's a takona de rabbona, not only by ksuba's b'ula, that's no, there never was a machlek satanayim on that. Ksuba's b'ula, there's no pasuk. The only source of the shayla is, kesef yishko kemohar ha b'sulos, maybe the mohar, maybe the ksuba is b'sula of the rice, but ksuba's b'ula is ikha de rabbona. The Rav Nachman says, not only ksuba salmon is the rabbona, Chachamim tiknu b'nei Yisrael, tol takona de rabbona, volk l'ksula masayim, well, Yalmon Amon, everything is a Takana Rabbana. And therefore, Heimamru Beheimamru, since the whole din of Ksubit is only with the Rabbana, therefore, Beheim Heminu, therefore the Rabbana gave a special Namonis, Bechule. The Rabbana gave an Amonis that if the Chassin comes to Dresden the next morning, and he says, he just got married last night, and he did the Asmitzvah, and he found out that his wife was a Bula, so he can tie it tomorrow, if he comes immediately to Bezin the very next morning and he tied it that the wife is a bula, so Bezin believes him. Why should Bezin believe him, the Hechatesa? Why should they the only time he passed in the Shor Hefker Shehizik is potter is by Hizik, the Shor Hefker Shehizik. What is he potter from? We're not talking about Misa, we're talking about whether the Bala Shor pays, whether there's a collection of Gufoy, a short time you collect the Gufoy, and the Shamuad you collect from the Bala Shor. So whenever he's speaking about Tashlume Momen, even if he's speaking about Knas, let's say talk about Chatzi Nez Knas, whether he's speaking about Momen, he's speaking about Knas, there is no such thing as a Gemar Din. What do you mean a Gemar Din? A Gemar Din is a separate entity in Din and Nefasha. You have a Hamara B'din that doesn't talk about what the Halacha should be made of Gemar Din making Chai Nisa or not. Then when they come to the Haklacha, then it's Chai Nisa, when they make the pronouncement, Ish Ploni Yata, Chai Nisa, that creates the Chai Nisa in the Kalalam. Before the Gemar Din, he's not Chai. After Gemar Din, it's more called Magar Tila. After Gemar Din, he has the status of the Gemar Tila. Whoever kills him after Gemar Din is Pasuk. Before Gemar Din, there's a special Pasuk. Lo yuma saratzeh haram demasneho eilam on mishpat. You're not allowed to kill the murderer. And if we know bevaday, Reuven murdered Shimon, and then somebody comes and shoots Reuven before Bezin made the Gemar Din, he's chayim nisa because he killed an innocent man. The hayrei, the ratzeh is only chayim nisa after the Gemar Din. After the Gemar Din, then he called him a gavur tina. Before the Gemar Din, he's not yet a gavur tina. So the... What do you say that word?
Kol adam.
Kol adam is a special mitzvah, yeah, yeah.
Especially,
no, you also need a Gemar Din. Right. The Gemara says you also need a Gemar Din for Goel Adam. Right. The Goel Adam is not supposed to kill before the Gemar Din either. Right. No. The mitzvah to kill is only beyond Goel Adam. If someone else kills, he will be potter from the Yomish. He won't be the kind of mitzvah he says Bezin. The mitzvah is Yad Ha'edim to Yabob Rishon. The Edim are supposed to kill. The Yad Kolom Bachrein, if the Edim didn't finish off the job, everybody else should help him. Lachatzila, someone else is not supposed to kill. Whenever there's a stopping, no. I'm not going to make me pay, but whenever there's a stopping, they say, Yad Balashtar, Allah Tafayna. said that the one who has the money in the bank, all of right, the one who has the money in the bank, the suffix should win. So why shouldn't the chassan, why shouldn't the husband be believed to make kachat suffix? Forget about the umdine, must be an umdine that he's telling the truth. We don't know if he's telling the truth or not. So let's treat it like a suffix. To say, I'm going to have a right, let's treat it like a suffix, and he's going to have the money. Okay, okay. But the halacha says that it's not even considered a suffix. He has to, if not for the fact that Ksuba lab de raisa, he would have to pay all. So that's what the Rishonim have to give explanations, why should that be so? No problem, the Rambam, the Rambam, they give different reasons why you have to come on to this new din of hey mama ve hey mama. Because Ksuba is lab de raisa, therefore heim heim inuhu liko veinanam tarefa through the mafsi. Why don't you just say, Ksuba mama ila lakul and he's muksa kanda mama. You don't say that. Question one. That's the Iker Ksuba. The Iker Ksuba, the chassan gives the wife if she becomes a Ramon or a Gusha, whether or not they feel better Ksuba, that doesn't matter. The Mishnah says, Apal Pi, beginning of Perek, Apal Pi, Ksuba. Even if the chassan never gave his wife a Ksuba at all, she still has the right to collect the Iker Ksuba, the money if she's a Beula or the Masai, the 200 Zuz, the Hamishin Shkoli, if she's a Beula, because that's a Tanai Bezi. Either it's Ksuba de Raista, because the way we pass on Allah, it's a Takana de Rabban. Chal Hashem, by Dina Foshim, Nikmadi creates the Yonis. By Shenikim, when it comes to Mominis, even if you're talking about Knas, that's the rough time of Chat and Rabban. The Knas, it's not that the Gemara Dina is Mecharish, the Chiyiv Knas, like Rabbi Kivega, like the Truma Sakri, use such a oversimplified Lashon in Makas Dafe. It means the Chiyiv is really there from before. Like when I borrow money, or I break your window on the Hamas Mazikyu, the Chiyiv is Chal right away. So then it's by Knas, when I hold up the bank for $1 million, I have to pay Karen and Kefal, the Chiyuv is Chal right away. The only difference is that the Tashlume Kefal, you can only be Yotze the Priyas Balchayv Mitzvah if you pay the Knas B'Toras Onish. It has to be paid B'Toras Onish. So B'Toras Onish means that Bezdin tells me I have to pay. A guy's going to pay on his own. Let's say a person is Mechal Shabbos B'Nezi. He should commit suicide to give himself the Onish. A person is Boal Eish Asish B'Nezi. He wants to give himself an Onish, that's not called an Onish. An Onish means, if it's given to me by somebody else, but if the person wants to subject himself to an Anish, that's by definition not called an Anish. So Knas also apparently, by definition, Knas is assumed to be an Anish, and it's only called a Kim Ho'inish if it's imposed upon me by the Bezdi, in Achut. So if I'm going to, I'm a nice guy, I know that my Shura Mu just killed an Ebik Nani, I'm going to make out a check to Shloish Mishkolim, there wouldn't be any even Bolot is De Shamayim, and Mishami says there's no Mitzvah. The Priyas Bachoy Mitzvah is to pay up your debts, but this debt can only be paid if you paid the Teres Knas. Knas means it has to be paid the Teres Onish. Onish means that it's imposed by the Bez. That's why if you pay on your own, there's no Kiyama Mitzvah. But it doesn't necessarily imply that the Kiyam doesn't begin until you have the Gemar Din. No, it's with the rough time of it. Knas is far different from Din in the Pasha. Nisa, there I said that Bez is Mecharish to Kiyam. Knas is not, so Knas perhaps is the same as Mammon. The only Allah is that the Knas has to be paid with Taras Onesh, and Onesh means has to be imposed by Bez. Adam come and testify that he owes Kefal Galvez. Right. Bezin sits thinking that the Adam are telling the truth, that the Kabbalah Adam, they sit and they're done, they're clear, and they get Gmardin, a false Gmardin, and he has to pay. Then, after the Gmardin, then come the second pair of Adam, and they're Mazin in the first pair of Adam. Right. That's what the Mishnah said in the Makkah. The Adam never said Kashi Gama, unless Nigma Amino. This is mine, Gmardin, not Plaza Shalom. We had a Dinan, Dapayom et Aleph. That let's learn the way Taisus learned the Gemara. That there is a takana de rabbanon of mumcha de rabbi dana pini yichid. Even applies in a case when in atari you really need shlosha smuchim. When the rice you need a bezna of three smuchim. But with the rabbanon they made it cooler. It's pretty difficult always to convene a bezna of three rabbanon smuchim. They should sit down together. They should have time and sit in the meisha bezna. So they made it cooler with the rabbanon. But if you have mumcha, we have the ikik sube. Is either 100 zoos or 200 zoos, depending whether the girl was married before or not. And then we have a Tosefes, which also changes. If the girl is getting married for the first time, so the Rambam writes for many years, you add on Stama Tosefes, a pure addition to the Ksuba, another 100 zekukim kesef tzor, 100 pure silver coins. And if she's getting married for the second time, you only add on 50 zekukim kesef tzor. And then we have a third part of the ksuba that's called the nedunya. The nedunya means the estimation, the evaluation of all of the nechasim that she's bringing into the marriage. Such as she has dresses, and the parents gave her an automobile, and they gave her an apartment in Eretz Yisrael, and they gave her furniture, and a bedroom spread, whatever. So whatever that is equivalent to. So we have to estimate, so you have to estimate how much that's worth. So in Eretz Yisrael, when they talk here, but they didn't collect all this. When there's a gerishin or something, they can't get collected. So they make an estimation to figure out how much everything is worth. And they write down in Israeli money, they're not going to write down in the Zukunft test itself, nobody knows what it is. So they write down exactly how much money the Nedunya is worth. In the times of the Ramon, nobody ever collected any Nedunya anyway. It was never worth the gerishin. And this man that also, you don't collect it. Right. You don't have to ask her. She can insist that she wants to collect it. But they have to make... Yeah, the meaning is today that they waive it. Why do they waive it? No, they waive it because she's going to collect alimony. Even if she doesn't collect alimony. All right. No, the meaning is that all the financial arrangements have to be made, have to be taken care of before the get is given. It's a meaning that I have, because it says in the Torah, when you give a get, it's a safe increase. And the Gemara says it has to be double on courage, they know that they know. They have to be finished. So all the financial arrangements have to be all worked out and have it out in advance. No, they have to work out what the payment will be. They have to make out the arrangements in advance. It doesn't mean that you have to pay everything in advance. They have to make the arrangements what the payments will be. They shouldn't have any fighting after this a minute. So usually, since they collect alimony or whatever, they're going to collect. So they waive their michael in the whole school. They don't have to collect. So by us, the ksuba is sort of a ceremonial thing. It's not really, we don't really collect the ksuba. Because either the Merkel or they collect the alimony anyway. So we follow the minig of the Ramah. But the minig is by a, we don't really estimate how much everything is worth. All the furniture and all the dresses and all the bedding and the automobile and the home and everything, everything that the girl's parents gave her at the time they got married, that's been the dunya. The bishmushi dir, bishmushi daris, how much the dresses are worth, and how much the furniture is worth, how much everything is worth. We just say, Sahakol, we write down an approximate amount. So how much is the approximate amount? So the meaning is, that's also the Ramah writes. The meaning is that if she's getting married for the first time, most probably the parents will be giving her more than if she's getting married for the second time. So if she's getting married for the first time, so the meaning is that you write down an exaggerated amount. Today it's not so exaggerated, today it's probably underestimated. And the times of the Ramah is probably quite an exaggeration. You write down that the whole Nedunya is worth 100 zukukin kes itself, 100 silver coins. And if she's getting married for the second time, she's a grusha or a mother. So you write down that the nedunya is equivalent to 50 zukukin kes. Then we write down, sach hakol, we add up, we're not adding up everything, we add up the sach hakol, the sum total of the tosefes with the nedunya, because the tosefes we wrote down, the ikar ksuv is written down in duzen, 100 duzen or 200 duzen. And then you write the tosefes we write down as a kukin. In silver coins. And in the dunya, we also write down the value of all of the property that she's bringing into the marriage. We also write down in terms of zakukim. So we write, sahakol, we're adding up the sum total of all of the zakukim of silver coins. We write, sahakol, if she's getting married for the first time, you write down, sahakol, 200 zakukim keset tzor. And if she's getting married for the second time, it's a sahakol of 100 zakukim keset tzor, 15 and 15. It leaves out the ikik tzubu. We don't count, this is in addition to the ikik tzubu. Al-Tikashis, you collect, if they ever get the books, you collect the Ikek Tzubah's Monomassai. Then in addition to that, you collect also the Tosefes and the Pashtas like that. The Nachal Shiva, the whole Arichas, he claims that we pass from whenever you really collect Tzubah, you don't collect the Ikek, you only collect the Tzach HaKol. Because where once you wrote the Tzach HaKol, it's Meir or Masai, it's understood that you don't pay the Ikek. But he quotes other customers who disagree, the Pashtas says that it shouldn't be so. Separate, completely, three different parts. But Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara like this. When the Mishnah, etc., if it's a Knaas, then we say Bishloisha again. So why does it say again Bishloisha? Isn't that the same as Zeros HaHavolos? So perhaps that's the Gemara's deal. You have three times Bishloisha. The first Bishloisha means Shloisha HaGyogi. That's by Zeros HaHavolos. The second Bishloisha is Zeros HaHavolos, Bishloisha Nuchim. But that can be substituted with a Mumchal Aram. That's how Tzitzis learned on Ham and Aleph. A Mumchal Aram is a Pakana de Rabbanon that can even function, it can even be the dayan in a case when they're not there, you need Shloshis Mukhi. And then the Mishnah has a third tip, so that if you have a case of Knas, then you need a different kind of a Shloshah, and there's no Takana de Rabbanon for that. It's the same shloisha as Zeros Achvar is the shloisha. But the reason why it's separated is because it doesn't have Takana and Torah. Why not? Taka, why can't it have? So the stomach, the Hezbir is along these lines, because really Knas is different from Mamet. Either because the Chiv doesn't begin to exist until Gemar Din, or perhaps the Chiv does exist before Gemar Din, but it's not Shaykh to make Menat Torah, it's not Shaykh to make a Kiyum Tashlumin, unless you make him pay Mitam and Einish Bezdin. And if you don't have the Bezdin Shlosh making him pay Menat Torah, the business even Bodhat Tadei Shemayim doesn't have to pay. So to make a Hefke Bezdin Hefke over here would be quite a different kind of a Hefke Bezdin Hefke. Hefke Bezdin Hefke by the Mumcha Rabbin by Gzeres HaChavoros is, and even though Menat Torah, he's not really Kosher Lodron, he's a Rabban and Nishgifel, he's Kosher Lodron. And he's going to make him pay, he's going to make the Baldin pay what he really owes anyway. But the Reis, he should really pay on his own without the Mumcha Rabbin. So we're making him pay based on a Shracha Bezdin. He's making him pay Yesh Me'ayim.
There's no Bezdin to make him pay.
Right, so he's going to make Achiyav Tashlum. If they wanted to, they could have. They could make a Hefke Bezdin Hefke, Achiyav Moment Yesh Me'ayim. So the Gemara said they chose not to. They didn't make the takana so far that Mumcha Rabbin should even be able to create a Chiyav Tashlum in a case where Menat Torah there isn't even Balot Nei Shemayim and Mitzvah Tefek. That's the Maskana Gadim. Yeah, I don't know. That's what I think the Kedusha Aran says, that this Gemara is the riot to face. I think he says like that. That this Gemara only means well according to Tesis, that it's a takana Rabbana. We understand the whole discussion. According to the Rashi and Hail Med Aleph, that Mumcha Rabbin doesn't exist as a Takana de Rabbanan, that the Raisin means that it's good. You revert back to what the Zidda Raisin, what the Sasa Gavarisin.
Any Rashi from Maskar?
Once you get to the Maskana, that's what he said. Once you get to the Maskana, that it smells good, it means the only time the Mumcha Rabbin is good is when the Menat Torah has Tachana Rabbin comes, right? Lefiyah Maskana, right? And the Ran says, if you want to read a whole, make sense out of the whole Shaka Vatarya, you've got to read like this. That's how the Chiddushah Ran says. The next Shtikul of Gemara begins a whole new sugi. This is the sugi of Maitzi Shem. Mishnah is very unclear. The Mishnah says that there is a machlokes Raneir and Rabbanan regarding a case of Moitzi Shema. What exactly, when you need a bed of Shloisha, or you require a attacking a single girl? That's how the Tzugi and Erechim introduces all the Dinam of Lashon Hara. Based on that Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Nimsa, Oyem of the Tzid, is the Oyem to get the double Oynesh more than Oysa Mice, more than attacking a single girl or something. So that's what when we usually speak of Moitzi Shema, we refer to the case where the father of the girl brought a pair of Edom who are mazim the Yedei Habal. The husband brings a pair of Edom who testify that the girl was mazana during Eris and she deserves an Einish Misa. And then the father of the girl brings a pair of Edom who are mazim the Yedei Habal. It's not true. But Duk Vilayah, the whole thing is not true. So then the Torah says we give a double punishment to the husband because he tried to kill a wife. So we give him a punishment that he gets the Yisros, he gets Malkis. And the Yonshu also may have kesef and he has to pay 100 shtoris, not just 50, like Eretz Mefata, 100. That's usually what we mean when we speak of Eretz Mefata, Moitzi Shema. Eretz Mefata means when the man who attacked the girl paid the 50 shtoris, and Moitzi Shema means when the husband has to pay the girl's father the 100 and he gets the malchus. That's the question. That's how the Rabbi Nitzan is going to learn the Gemara. Rashi says it doesn't mean that. They try to give Yisha spila, and to be mafsed the girl had suba also. So we should get them spila. What can we do about the suba? We're not going to figure out anything later on. We're not going to have all suba. What oynish did the Yadim get of Kashi Gramma? So the Pashtus in the Mishnah, when it speaks of Maitzi Shema, speaking about a cage when there were the Eidei Ha'og, the girl's father brings a pair of Eidei Ha'amad in the area of Ba'amukwe, and he's in Gansha. The suba's all over me like that. And the halacha says that the husband gets a double onus of malchus to mom. That's what we call it. Maitzi Shema, the husband said a false time against the wife. Rashi has a gun in a different shot. Rashi says that when the Mishnah has the machlokes or a man that are brought about it, Maitzi Shema, it's talking that Rav Nachman's din. The Mishnah has Rav Nachman's din. Rav Nachman's memory and suv is founded on Mishnah. The husband comes to Bezin the very next morning after the chazan, and he says that she was a bula. And all he wants to do now, he doesn't know when she became a bula, whether during it or before it, he's just coming to be mafsed her b'ksuba. He doesn't want to have to pay 200 zuz for b'ksuba. He wants to pay less. He wants to pay nothing, whatever. He wants to pay b'ksuba. A So the Mishnah calls it a Mekach Tois. Does it mean it's a Mekach Tois? He only paid like if he would have married a bull in the first place. Everything is in half. But he's saying, no, this is a Mekach Tois. The Gamay Masha, that's how we pass it. He pays no Tzul at all. Pays no. So that's what the case is over here, according to Rashi. The husband comes to bed in the very next morning after their wedding, and he wants to straighten out the dinim on the vessel. Why do you call it a Moitzi Shemra? Doesn't mean the same as Moitzi Shemra. Usually means it doesn't have the technical connotation that it usually implies. It just means the husband has kindness, and he claims that she was a bull. So let's see, according to Rashi, what's the story? The husband comes and asks me, Mavsik Sube? Sube is just plain three dayonim. So the Gemara, Pekka Kasha, how could you have a machalik to a man or a bonar? Meir says, Bishloisha, and the Chacham says, Bishloisha, 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 Yeish boy, he didn't approach it. Boss father didn't approach it. He just came the next morning. He doesn't claim the wife is Chayev as me, so he doesn't know. He just says, I don't want to pay 200 zuz, or 200 bekuk, and test the Torah. He wants to cancel the whole Ksuba's Ksula and make it into Ksuba's Ruva, make it into nothing, whatever. Mekarta. So what do the Rabbanim say that Yeish boy, didn't approach it straight to Gemara? What do you mean, Yesh Badin and the Foshis? Yesh Badin and the Foshis, my hobby. What do you mean, it may lead up to Badin and the Foshis? But right now, he just wants to be Masa Biksud. Amarula, the Choshish and the Laas come into Lingi. So Rashi has a new shot at everything. Rashi translates everything differently from the way what would have normally translated. Laas usually means, Mebet Moitzi Laazai. They'll say something happened that wasn't true. And then they'll say, I'm a Russia. They'll say that the woman did something wrong. That's what we usually mean by Moitzi Laz. We'll say this about something in the past. Rashi translates Laz in the future. It's a nupshat. When the husband comes to court in the morning after the wedding, comes to the bedroom, and he says he doesn't want to pay so much suga because his wife was a bullet. He knows for a fact his wife was a bullet. And he then will have to use the bustle. So the rumor will go around all of town. The husband made a whole case against his wife. And there will be a Laz. There will be a big discussion about it. Laz just means a lot of people will be schmoozing about the latest Lashon Hara right now. And then maybe Aiden Taka will come and will testify that the wife was Mizana in the past. But it's going to come out that it wasn't Emes that she was Mizana. The Baal says she was a Ruva, he doesn't care how, when, where. He doesn't want to pay 200 to cook and carry the stuff. That's not. He doesn't know how much, but that much not. Just wants to be Mavsavik Suv. And that's interesting to question. It may turn out that be a Laz. People will be buzzing and people will be tumbling about the fact that the husband had time. And it may develop in another month or two, it may come out that the Edom attacker will come and say that she was talking this down, and it will come out that you need 23 dayanim. So what? So we'll get 23 dayanim now? Yeah. Why do you need already 23 dayanim now? Rashi left that the pshat law. How does Rashi say? Right now the Baal doesn't know. Later on we will need 23 dayanim. So what will be the lot? So Rashi doesn't fill in the rest of the story. You already need dinner in the front. You already need 23 men. That's how the Rama was. Yeah. So since the case could be in the question, it's already labeled as the question. Okay, let's have that. That's how Rashi is. Tertius has a whole different shot, everything is different. The Moitzi Shemra means, I will have to start again next week. Yeah. Moitzi Shemra means that it's already, the Baal already brought Edim Shezintzor. Tertius is 10 steps ahead of us. The Baal already brought Edim Shezintzor. And then we're already holding the Baal's Edim, somehow that's the case against the wife collapsed. And we're going to discuss the Baal's paying the, what we always call Moitzi Shemra. The Baal has to pay the Abi Anai with the 100 shkolim. So when the Baal pays the 100 shkolim, then how many dayon do you need? Then how many things? He's going to a different shot. If he's going to say different, everything is going to be different. Okay, we'll have to start again next week.